mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle. We're seeing over 150,000, mainly Christians, exterminated by al-Qaeda forces out of Saudi Arabia, openly being armed by Obama. That comes out. So we did see a victory in the real media. I'm not saying Putin's a great guy, but the globalists are trying to start a war with him. Again, it's not America, it's the globalists. Where do you see all that going, Steve Quayle?
Well, first of all, Alex, they coined a term a number of years ago that I think is really important. We're always used to the term double cross, but we're going to see triple crosses and quadruple crosses. What Vladimir Putin has is basically, obviously, he's a pretty smart guy. He's determined. He has the memory. We destroyed the Russian ruble, and now he is turning our own efforts against the former Soviet Union, obviously the Republic of Russia now, or whatever. He's turning those same tactics against us. But what he's fighting for, he's at least standing up for Russian Orthodox Christianity. Look, the tree is known by the fruit it bears. When you've got factions and warring factions in Syria beheading Christians, when you've got people eviscerating Christians, and I'm making it a point, when you've got little girls with their hearts torn out, literally, when you've got people with their heads in pails being eaten, and by the way, Kuru, K-U-R-U, has broken out in Syria. That's the Creutzfeldt-Jakob or Jacob disease. That's the same thing that pretty much wiped out the headhunters in New Guinea. I got to tell you, Alex, someone said, and I think it was George Norrie the other night, he said, well, how do you feel to be proven right? And I said, it's bittersweet, because I know where it goes from here. And let's get into the situation with Russia. It's not lost on the Illuminati and the globalists. They try and back all sides in any war. Remember the famous statement, we make more in one day of war than a year of peace? We're seeing that. But here's, I think, a trump card that's being played now that should show everyone where the United States stands in relationship to what's really going on in the Middle East. We gave our TOW anti-tank missiles to the group of the Syrian rebels. Those things will not stay in Syria. Those things are ultimately designed to be used against the Israeli armor. The whole peace talk, isn't it amazing that somehow Crimea is not an important aspect right now, and Ukraine has kind of been put on the back burner with what I call Mickey Mouse sanctions. By the way, I think the stupidest thing that the Western Europe can do is try and enforce or even ask for sanctions against the Soviet Union. These people don't even know where their bread is buttered, but they don't have any clue of where their energy comes from. So it's about resources, and as we have encircled in the times past trying to move in any ballistic missile shields into Eastern Europe or former Eastern Europe, et cetera. The bottom line is that now we've got overflights, we've got all, this thing is World War III. Now, here's what people don't understand, Alec. This is not a stage play. The globalists will initiate World War III. All the bunkers, underground preparations, all the things we've been talking about for the past decade or two, they're in place. They believe that in order for their world leader, Lucifer, Satan, to come on the scene, and I submit that the same person, even the Illuminists, that all their videos are across the internet and that all the big Oscar ceremonies and everybody talking about the devil.
They're doing this publicly, trying to bring it in.
Oh, absolutely. So they're getting ready. They need a blood sacrifice. Just like your commercial when you're talking about the dead babies, the aborted babies, what a sick, bloody society. A general who lives in Austin, Texas, active duty, special ops, said, Steve, they want to change the genetic makeup of human beings to revert them to cannibalism. Alex, when that comes from a four-star general who's active in specs ops, special operations, I pay attention.
Well, the al-Qaeda rebels are engaging in cannibalism and videotaping, and it's just unbelievable. And Putin's talked about that. It just gets more and more insane. I want to hear where you think this whole thing with Russia is going. What do you think is going to end up happening with Obama, the supposed nuke he's worried about hitting Manhattan, and so much more. Stay with us. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage, all secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
The name of the game is artificial scarcity that the globalists exempt themselves from. Regulations that shut down their competition. McDonald's gets a waiver to not have to get Obamacare. They can keep their employees at 40 hours a week. Everybody else has to go to 29. Federal parks get waivers. But then the local park that has a swimming pool, they have to cut all their lifeguards back to 20 hours a week, like has happened at Barton Springs. They cut them to 20, just to, quote, be safe and not get too many hours under Obamacare. And I literally, when this hit last year, I was still swimming even in the fall over there, laps a few times a week. I probably had 6-7 of the lifeguards, including managers, come over and go, I like your show, but I thought you were lying. You know, I'm a Democrat, and I really thought that I wouldn't get my hours cut, but it's true. I said, we're going to take your bank account, too. They're not going to let you sign up for it. They're going to increase the price of the insurance. It's meant to wreck the country. And, I mean, this is a criminal takeover. That's not rhetoric. I want to get into your new book, dealing with the GMO. I mean, you wrote about this 15, 16, 17, I guess in the mid-90s, 96. I want to talk about the old books you wrote, because those are evergreen. And I would read and go, oh, really, I want to destroy the genetic makeup. Well, now Ray Kurzweil and all of them say, we're just going to change your makeup whether you like it or not, and then you'll have to have the system to live. They're artificially making it where it'll be impossible to have kids without them going in and having designer babies. This is how they play God. This is how they destroy the old system to make you accept the new. This is how they infect all the pension funds with fraudulent derivatives so you want to stay in the system. I mean, it really is a multidimensional, fourth, fifth dimensional level of chess. It's an evil, wicked logic. And once you really study how the enemy operates and read their own writings, you go, this is demonically inspired. I mean, even if you don't believe in a physical devil, which I do, all the ancients knew this stuff was going on. The point is, an evil force, a good force, they literally just want to kill and hurt people. They literally just want to ruin nice things. They literally want us unhealthy. Look at the wages of the New World Order. It's death. Highest cancer rates, highest breakup rates, highest depression rates, highest obesity rates, highest diabetes rates. They're destroying us, Steve Quayle. And Alex Jones here, if he just joined us. And so, Steve, the Obamacare, all of it, the regulations to shut down all the coal power plants not owned by General Electric, that are totally clean. But China can build three dirty ones a week. And Mexico's building them everywhere because they're shutting down the Texas plants. I mean, they are shutting us off right now. The power prices have doubled in 6 years. They are annihilating America right now. And I got to deal with a bunch of BLM guys strutting around in their uniforms like they're God while their whole future is being destroyed. While their kids are being shot up with deadly vaccines, I bet a third of those BLM guys have got kids that are ill. And because I run into people all the time that finally wake up, because their FBI agent I was talking to about a year ago said, yeah, I thought you were full of it till our 18-month-old daughter got the third round of shots and now she doesn't talk. Yeah, you're going to find out, folks, they're going to kill you. And nobody's going to be there to help you. I'm ranting, Steve. It's just, it's all real. It's happening. It's happening. Obamacare, Russia, all of it. London, let's get into your new book.
Well, Alex, my new book, Xenogenesis, is probably the culmination of everything I've written. When you've said it all, and I'm not saying I've said it all, but when you've put it all out there that I've been able to research and interview and everybody I know, et cetera, you've got to understand that they're using the three laws by a guy named Charles Pellegrino, who penned the three laws of alien behavior. Now, I want people to understand that when we're using the word alien, we're also using the word supernatural evil behavior or government behavior. Here's just law number one. Their survival will be more important than our survival, okay? Law number two, wimps don't become top dogs. No species makes it to the top, and I'm quoting now, being passive. The species in charge of any given planet will be highly intelligent, alert, aggressive, and ruthless when necessary. And then the third law, the first two laws apply to us. I believe, Alex, in the supernatural nature of evil, which you just stated you do too. Something happened in New Mexico a couple days ago, and I posted the story. I don't know if you saw it, but people said they got hit with a wave where they lost all track of time. And it was something they could define, it was something they could articulate, and it was something they experienced.
DARPA admits in the Baltimore paper 14 years ago that they were, quote, testing mind control towers. That was in the newspaper.
Absolutely. So I suggest to everyone, when you're carrying around your iPhone or whatever, Samsung phone, all the different phones, and you notice that the cell towers, those are what have absolutely been utilized. And I believe there's a, if you will, they broadcast frequencies on what are called subharmonic carriers, and they can basically put a person to sleep at a certain frequency range.
New York Times admits the new light bulbs, they, over the power thing, they do a flicker to mind control you.
Absolutely. So here's this. Xenogenesis is, I got to say this, it is the most important thing I've ever written. I've sold a lot of books over the years. This is about educating people. The point that they've got to understand is we are at where 20 years ago we said we would not want to live at that time. But we're at that time right now. And xenogenesis means taking the human genome and adding a third pair of chromosomes to it, whether it's animal and when I use the word now, alien or ancient, for instance, the Paracas skulls, they just came out, the DNA is not human. Can you imagine the DNA of something that once lived in mythology being brought back together? I also brought up the fact that the Russians, who don't lie about this stuff to the degree the U.S. does, basically found the actual skeletal remains of a satyr, half human and a goat. They've also basically found the giants that I talk about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know where all the giant skeletons go, Alex, you saw the story about the FBI going to the 91-year-old artifacts collector's home with 200 vehicles. Did you see that story?
Are you there? We lost your audio for a moment.
No. I said, did you see the story about the FBI going to the artifacts collector, 91-year-old with 200 vehicles?
Yes.
Okay, when people ask me where all the giants, where all the ancient stuff that's found in history goes, it goes into the control of the Illuminati.
Well, that's, I mean, they tell us that at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the Ark goes into a whole warehouse of stuff.
Absolutely. In Xenogenesis, one of the most amazing parts of it, and I got to share this with everyone, chapter 13 was given to me by a dear friend, first name Will, and he had the opportunity to basically get a deathbed confession by one of the highest-ranking members of the intelligence community ever to spill the beans. And the basis of it, the 32nd version is that the chemtrails are genetically modifying us to the atmosphere that was present when these evil entities came back. Some people call it terraforming. I call it terror-forming. And he said that it's even the CIA guy told him that it was designed to change the visible light spectrum, because when God put the rainbow, and people don't want to hear about God, well, they better hear about this, because people say the weirdest colors are in the sky. I see this stuff, and people get sick. They're destroying the very barriers that the...
Bill Gates runs the program, but it's classified. It's in the news that they run a $5 billion a year one program. They call it geoengineering. And then we talk about it, and they go, oh, that doesn't exist. There's just all sorts of crazy. Let me ask you this. Why in the 60s did they detonate over 100 high-power hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere, as the William Shatner Discovery Channel documentary shows, Trinity and beyond, to try to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt or detonate the atmosphere? There's London Guardian. Bill Gates backs climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. They're already doing it. Why? What were they trying then?
They were trying to release the barriers. They were trying to blow open the barriers so that the, quote, alien savior, actually Lucifer and his fallen angels, Satan now, they could come through. And see, this is what the whole thing with Stargates. And look, this is critical, because this stuff we're talking about, when we're talking about the rainbow, and this is in my book, Xenogenesis, and ladies and gentlemen, Alex, seriously, it's the most important thing that I've ever written. I don't even know where to go. There's nothing more I can say, but in it, just the very fact that they're trying to electromagnetically destroy the very boundaries and barriers that the living God created, keep all this stuff out of our realm of existence because he loves us. Now the Luciferians and the globalists are one and the same, are breaking every boundary, whether it's genetic, whether it's moral, whether it's philosophical, whether it's historical.
Well, NASA even admits that they've never recorded this. The Earth's magnetic field is getting weaker, and the pole isn't just shifting, it's dying.
Absolutely. And see, this is something people don't understand. It was explained to me by one of the brightest guys I've ever met. He's probably listening to the show, or will. But gravity is not a wave, and this is not going to get super scientific. It's a pressure. And that pressure, if you put pressure, how do you stop bleeding? Well, you put your fingers or a bandage or some form of tourniquet, you try and put pressure on that to clot. Understand, these guys are releasing all of the darkest, evil, most wicked entities in the spirit realm. People can say they don't believe it, but look at where science is going. Look at the new movie, Transcendence, okay? It's not out yet, but with Johnny Depp. I promise you, when you go and see that, I've never seen it. I didn't even know it was out. You would swear that basically some of my chapters were integrated. Now, I'm not saying they stole my stuff or anything like that. What I'm telling you...
The point is it's just like Superman with the Phantom Zone. Again, I never get into this stuff, Steve, but what I know is, whether this is real or not, the elite at Bohemian Grove Skull and Bones believe they're in contact with entities. They believe they're channeling them for the knowledge. So regardless, the elite are sacrificing children, are running pedophile rings, are doing all of this, believing it gives them satanic power. So regardless, archetypally, in a Carl Jung way, this, you know, this is something that needs to be looked at. We'll be right back.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
From the InfoWars.com studios, I'm Alex Jones. You know, I've had Steve Quayle on probably 30 times, 40 times, I don't know, in the last 18, 19 years. He was one of the first guests I would get on talk radio back in 1996. I got on Access TV in 95. And, I mean, I got to be honest. I knew politically he really knew what he was talking about, but I just didn't buy into all this stuff. I've been criticized a lot because I won't get into the esoteric stuff, the exoteric. Just, I can't prove it. But you see the elite's obsession with it. They believe it. So whether it's true or not, they're operating like they're God. They're going to merge with machines. It's all over the news. Bill Clinton says he wouldn't be surprised if aliens don't arrive soon. The Vatican's saying get ready for them to, I mean, who was it came out this week? Because I meant to cover it. Was it Henry Kissinger again? Who was it? And it said if, no, it was Clinton said in the interview, too. In fact, find that clip, guys, that if aliens attacked, it would unify us in a planetary government. They might have fake ones. I mean, who knows? We know Project Bluebeam was fake aliens. You know, what about that scenario, Steve Quayle, of the Project Bluebeam? You've talked a lot about that as well.
Well, Project Bluebeam is real, but it's more sophisticated than that now, Alex. And the point being is, you know, the Bible talks about giving life to a beast or the image of a beast, but I think what's critical for people to understand is that the truth is a very, very endangered pattern of thought. And with all the information coming out from DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, and all of the plans to read our minds, control our minds, assimilate us into the Borg. Look, here's the deal. Agenda 21 is to move people into the cities where they can, it's easier for them to kill people or control people. The technology exists now to read minds, to basically put thoughts in our minds, and the time is coming where all, and I want to get to Hollywood really quick. Ladies and gentlemen, Hollywood is the mouthpiece of the Illuminati. You are being conditioned, you are being brain, not washed, you're being brain dunged, D-U-N-G-E-D.
Why would the new Captain America basically admit that there's a criminal Hydra group in control of a global government playing countries off against each other that has Google NSA systems to predict the future of the 20 million people they want to exterminate to bring in world government?
Because, Alex, they have to. It's almost like, and I believe this is true, and I'd encourage people who are praying people to pray about it, is they get a great sense of mockery and a great sense, almost, and one guy told me who was a Loomis, he said it's like a sexual charge out of telling.
Well, in magic, in lesser magic, you have to announce it first.
Yes, and that's exactly what they are. These people and entities are absolutely giving themselves high fives over how dumb the people are. Here's how it goes. We're going to tell them what we're going to do. We're going to reinforce them what they're going to do. We're going to tell them we're going to kill them. We're going to tell them we're going to take all their stuff. And as we kill them and take all their stuff, they'll never know what hit them.
That's why I've been told we're still alive, even though they've done a lot of harassment and attacked me before, is that they get a sick satisfaction out of it, but really that's on the surface that there's a spiritual rule that they have to let us sit there and tell what they're doing from also the good perspective.
Absolutely, because again, I've tried to get off talk radio. I left a couple times, you probably heard, and then, you know, basically, the Lord said, nope, go back on, because I believe I've been a watchman in the classic sense of telling people what's going to happen. And, you know, I don't know how you handle it, Alex, but I really do get tired sometimes of the professional Northcom 200 cyber warriors, you know, inventing lies, making lies, screwing with my computer, screwing with everything, you know. And look, you talked about the Van Allen radiation belt. Project Argosy was one of the very first things. When I wrote the book Weather Wars, man, people couldn't believe it, even though I quoted Defense Secretary Bill Cohen.
When was that? You wrote that like in 98, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, how long ago was that? Now we see what we're seeing, and people are still shaking their heads and don't believe it. You know, when I could quote 4686605 and all the other patents, you know, that's the Hart patent. And just
there's more than 10,000 patents on weather control. The Eastman patents, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yourself. And I came to this conclusion. Number one, I want to be obedient to the living God. Number two, I really do like people. I love people. I don't want them to die. I hate the enemy. I hate the works of darkness. And by the way, you and I are still alive by the intercessors out there that are praying for us night and day. There are times I pray, and you know this, and I'm not saying whoopee, I'm just saying there are times when I've asked the radio audience that I've gotten, sometimes, you know, it's in the millions on Doug Hagman, to pray for you, because I know what their plans are. But guess what, Alex? God always has a remnant. A little Hispanic lady, I'll give this to you. It'll bless you the rest of your life. Her name was Mary Juarez.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Tell us what Mary Juarez said on the other side. We've got a V for Vendetta intro, and then we're going to go directly, and you'll be with us, Steve, for any comments you've got, to the rancher the patriarch out there, the 53 families that have been run out. He's the last standing. We're going to be talking to him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
You now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
What difference at this point does it make?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You got a business. You didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
for us. Great job to those guys over at Knox Talk. The KRF show there at night and also live on the weekend for the Sunday transmission. We are joined by the patriarch of the Bundy family, and we had his son on the broadcast earlier, Eamon Bundy. But Cliven Bundy joins us now. Riding shotgun with us is Steve Quayle, just covering the really deep stuff inside this whole New World Order takeover and what makes them tick and why they're doing this. I'm sure he'll have some questions riding shotgun with us as well. But we take you now to Nevada, right on the border there with Arizona, where now over 300 armed feds are. Yesterday they attacked men and women with tasers, and the video's up on Infowars.com, and with attack dogs. For being on the side of the state highway on the property where they have the grazing rights. They have cattle crossing signs up right there, put up by the state. The governor has said, clearly this is grazing rights. They've been there since 1877. They have the foraging rights. Explain that to people out there. The government just declared it was theirs. And then they taser his son over and over again, but he just pulls them out of him. That's the difference between a real cowboy family out there and rugged. I mean, it's hard to make a living. People in Texas that have got East Texas, nice grass, you know, we can't even make pay the bills with cattle anymore because of what they've set up. And I've talked about that a lot, how they've rigged it with the big meat packers, putting the little meat packers out of business, with the government regulators. No matter how dirty the big ones are, if you have one problem at your small outfit, you're shut down. Or even if it's a big outfit, if it's privately owned. And then they cornered the market. And so it's at a record high price. People are going out of the business. System doesn't care. They'll charge you $10,000 for a steak. A good steak used to be $20 just 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's $50. I remember 20 years ago, a good steak was $15, $10. This is what's happening as they shut down the resources. 53 ranching families out there all run out of business. This is the last family. And David Knight, tell us what's happened since we talked to you 2 hours ago. And then I want to get Mr. Bundy to give us his take on the brutal assaults yesterday. But even after that, the feds had to back off because their tasers weren't working. So one of them ran over and body slammed basically a woman from behind. I've seen that where it's like there'll be a guy in a wheelchair and they'll just attack him. It's like some instinct of evil to attack the weak. I don't understand it. So give us any updates of what's unfolded. You're there at the Bundy Ranch House. That I know there's snipers across the street and surveillance cameras. David Knight reporting from Nevada.
That's right, Alex. We're here at the Bundy Ranch, and I have Mr. Cliven Bundy next to me. He is the man right now. The federal government is set out to destroy, but they will come for you next if you don't stand for your rights. And he and a lot of other people have gathered here to support him in his struggle with the federal government. And I want to ask him what he's heard, if anything, anything positive from any state or congressional figures. Have you heard anything positive from anybody that supports you?
Yes, I did hear from the governor of Nevada. He made a stand, it's been a couple of days ago now, but he did say that he asked the federal government to take down the First Amendment area signs. Now, these First Amendment signs are like 50 by 50 foot pig pens that the United States has allowed us to get inside of these pig pens and exercise our First Amendment rights. Now, our governor did do that much for us.
Well, I still saw one of them as we were coming in, and as we were driving down Interstate 15, there was one area, it was so small, and they had like an electronic sign said media only here, and it was in the middle of nowhere. There was absolutely nothing that you could see anywhere about anything there.
Yeah, you know, that media, I mean, what about the rest of our First Amendment rights? You know, we've got to go down the road and get in this pig pen before we can exercise it, but I'm thankful we can at least exercise our rights.
Now, there are going to be some politicians that are going to show up at about 5 o'clock this afternoon, our time here in Pacific time, and we don't really know what they're going to say, whether they're going to be in support of you or they're just going to try to calm the crowd down. What do you think?
Well, I'm sure they're going to be supportive of me, and then when they go to the other side, they'll be supportive over there also. That's what a politician is.
That's right. That's right. Give us some idea of, have you heard anything from the lady who was attacked from behind by the people when your son got tasered three times and some other people got tasered last night. Have you heard anything about her? Is she okay?
Well, I know that, you know, she was the smallest person there, probably maybe the oldest also, and definitely the weakest. She just got through with a throat cancer for 3 years now. And here they come up behind her and pick her up and throw her on the ground. They could have picked on some of these bigger ones. But, you know,
but that's kind of the predator instinct, isn't it? As a pack of wolves, they usually single out the weakest and smallest of the...
Yes, and, you know, they don't start from the head. They start from the back end when they start eating, and that's exactly what these people have done.
Give us an idea, because we've had a lot of people that have criticized you and said, well, he's grazing on government land. Talk about the grazing rights and the water rights and the fact that we have property rights that we register in counties for our homes.
The first thing we need to make clear is who owns this land, and that's really not clear. You know, we have a federal judge that says the United States owns this land, and we have the United States Constitution says Nevada owns this land. So this is where I'm at. Let's talk about my grazing fee. Who am I supposed to pay my grazing fee to? Constitutional sovereignty of Nevada that owns this land? That's who I'd pay my grazing fee to. But no, the one I get the grazing fee bill from is the United States government. I don't recognize them having any jurisdiction or authority over this land, and I do not have a contract with the United States government.
We were just speaking to a county commissioner from Utah, and he was talking about the fact that they're seeing the same things there. And the confusion is that you're not even working with one federal agency. You've got the BLM that says one thing, then you got Fish and Wildlife that says something else, so they don't even give you the same story from the feds.
Oh, they got so many bureaus in this United States. Everything's bureau, bureau, bureau. They think they have jurisdiction and authority in many different places. I urge you, read the Constitution. Those founding fathers laid out how we were supposed to act, and they have all the answers already laid out for us. Why don't we live that Constitution and be happy in America?
That's right. We have the 10th Amendment says that they don't specifically have these powers. They don't. Enumerated in the Constitution, it's not there, so we haven't seen anything about that. But this is not just your fight. This is something that has happened. Talk about when they first initiated this attack against the local ranchers here, shutting them down, because there used to be 52 other ranchers in this area. Talk about what they did to them at that time.
Well, what they did is they administrated, regulated them until they couldn't ranch anymore. In other words, they broke them. They put those producers that used to produce meat for you out of business. You wonder why beef costs so much. You know, you go to the hamburger cost of it. Well, we used to produce that, and now these producers are gone. All across the United States, they've administrated, regulated, until we give up. And I'm not giving up.
I've seen some information. Of course, there's a lot of developers that are allowed to build in this area, as long as they pay the government off for the desert tortoise or whatever, give them $1 million fund so they can put them into an area where they then later kill them. They've euthanized about 1,400 of them, I believe. But there's also, isn't there a massive project that they're trying to put together about solar power in this area somewhere?
Well, the solar power is just a rumor, but what they're wanting to do here on my ranch is create a United or federal conservation area. And so that's part of the deal. In other words, there's a lot of forgot about the tortoise. They're down there killing the tortoise, and now they got a new project. And so the tortoise is old, the conservation area is new.
Well, because the long-range plan here is an Agenda 21 plan, where they make most of the United States off-limit to all humans, the rest of it highly regulated in a few concentrated urban areas.
You know, that's true. You can see the Agenda 21 blueprint here. For example, what they want to do is close off this area, and in order to close it off, I've got an invested interest. They want to get rid of my cattle and get rid of my ranching crew and get rid of my access rights, and then they'll close it off, but they won't close it off 100%. Remember about the First Amendment area? They'll give you a First Amendment area. Now, what they're going to do is give you a trail, a sidewalk down through this desert, back country byway, 51 miles, and they're going to say, public, you have access to your public land, and here it is. Stay on the sidewalk and don't get off on the grass, or we'll give you a $500.
And that way they can harass the daylights out of you.
You know what happens there? It ruins the picnic.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. And they treat you like total crud everywhere. They don't want the scum in even the national parks and other areas anymore. I mean, it is just total slave training. Now, I want to get Steve Quayle in here with any of his questions because he's out west as well and has dealt with this BLM garbage. I want him to be able to ask a question that you can relay there to Mr. Bundy. But what does he make of these state reps that are showing up? They need to go over and get in the face of these feds like the Swiss federal reps did when we were covering Bilderberg. They actually went and demanded people be arrested. And they went in and got beaten up. And then when that happened, then the state police came in, and then they had to back off, and a bunch of helicopters took off, and the globalists actually left. So it was a big deal. And then the Swiss suddenly said, get out, Bilderberg. We don't want you. You know, the Swiss, of course, are famous for doing that. Their country started that way. For people that don't know, William Tell and the rest of it. But we need to get back to understanding that. Is he, bottom line, ask him about this. He said when enough people get there, he's going to try to march in and get the cattle. The 300 they're holding, I know 30 were gotten out today by cowboys that went to the blockade. GrudgeReport.com is linked to that story right now. 20 cowboys break Fed blockade in Nevada, retrieve cattle. That's up on GrudgeReport.com if you want to see that in the video, screen stills and screenshots and the rest of it. A Don Salazar article is up there right now. So bring that up to him and bring up what the flashpoint could be here. Because he's saying he'll do whatever he has to not be, you know, have his grazing rights stolen by these pirates.
Okay. Alex wanted to get an update as to what the disposition of the cattle are. We've got a story that's up on Drudge right now about the cattle that were rescued this morning. Are there any plans to try to, I know you're trying to locate the cattle that have already been taken, is that correct?
Yes, the 300-headed cattle have been taken off my ranch. We're not totally sure where they're at. They could be in the compound, but they could also be in Colorado. It would seem strange that we could lose 300-headed cattle, but we have right now lost 300-headed cattle, and we got airplanes in the air. We got people out looking, sheriffs across the country. We will find these cattle, and we'll hunt every one of them down if they're gone.
And that's something new, that you've got somebody helping you with an airplane spotting to try to find where they've stored the cattle in this area if they're here.
Yes, that's new this morning.
Okay. And Alex wanted to ask, what do you think is going to happen? What would be a flashpoint? What are you willing to do with this, or where does it go from here? How do you see this resolved?
Well, I think I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do whatever it takes. And the public and the protesters here, I think they're ready to do whatever it takes, too. So, in other words, this thing's not going to get over tomorrow. We're going to fight until we win this, get our public lands back, and my cattle back, and we're going ranching and produce good red meat for you. You know how good a steak tastes? That's what I produce.
That's great. More power to you. Thank you. Any other questions, Alex? He's got to go to another. I know that Steve Quayle had a quick question for you, but Mr. Bundy's got to go with another interview. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you very much. Best of luck to you. Thank you for standing up for our rights. Well, we're going to be following this story. We're going to head back to the protesting area, see what's happening there. I know that some politicians are going to be making speeches. As Alex said, they need to be making the speeches to the Bureau of Land Management. They need to be making the speeches to these unelected regulators. Nobody out here, as the county commissioner that we talked to from Utah, he made a very good point. He said that nobody is electing these people. Their names are not on the ballot. The names of the people who are confiscating this cattle is not on the ballot. The names of the people who are directing them are not on the ballot. We have no control over these policies. Our congressional representatives are doing nothing. And these people are doing whatever they wish without any oversight, totally out of control. These bureaucracies have become regulating agencies that write their own laws, have their own police force, have their own judges and juries in most cases, and you are not presumed to be innocent. You're presumed to be guilty, and you have to prove your innocence. If you've ever dealt with the IRS, you know this. If you've ever dealt with any of these agencies, the EPA, look at the fellow in Wyoming who's facing $75,000 a day fines because he put a pond, built a pond that's not interrupting any waterway, on his own property, and the EPA demanded that he remove
it. Sure,
that.
They have a name. It's called serfdom, arresting people for gardens, arresting people for their own off-the-grid power when it's even legal, giant fines. I mean, it is just predatory. I was videotaping when I was over at my parents, some zoning people across the street. They now wear uniforms. And the guy literally bugged his eyes out and said, what are you filming me for? I said, it's America. And he kind of got mad and walked off. It's just like everyone bows down to them And a nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. I mean, these are our servants. By the way, I plugged our affiliate wrong, one of our affiliates in Knoxville. We have WBCR, of course. They're outside Knoxville for like 15, 16 years. But we also have 94.3 FM, and that's WNFZ is our great affiliate that carries us 6 days a week there. And they're the ones that made just that fantastic V for Vendetta promo that you heard earlier that we were playing here on air. And they have some great talk show hosts over there that I intend to get on as guest hosts sometime. Really enjoy doing their morning show. We're going to break, and I appreciate we're going to skip this network break because we got Steve Quell with us, and I've had him on hold. Steve, I meant for you to be able to talk to Bundy, but he's gone now. But, I mean, what is your statement on what you're sitting there listening to?
Well, first of all, I would ask a question. I don't know this. Maybe you do, Alex. Is the sheriff subject to recall? Because if he's not subject to recall, then the city commissioners may either hire or appoint him. I would make sure that everybody in that county or that area does something immediately legal and obviously nonviolent, is put a recall petition out if it's legal, or basically, however the process is, I would assume that the commissioners are voted in, that they recall those. That's where the commissioners come in. The sheriff has all the power over the federal government. Thank God for Sheriff Mack and others, but I'm told this sheriff, whatever his name is, you probably know it, is doing nothing. And basically, here's the thing. They want this. I just got an email, Alex, from someone in the know, said, make sure Alex knows that this thing is being run by the highest levels. Of course, we know that in the DHS, but here's the deal. They are checked. They are testing and testing and testing the resolve of the American people. And I want to finish one statement. This is what I said will bless you, Alex, because you're in the position you need this statement. Mary Juarez, wonderful woman, she could cast out demons when grown men couldn't hold the demon possessed down, said, remember Steve, and I share this, remember Alex, remember all you out there fighting the good fight, God always has a ram in the bush. That means no matter what you're called to do, he will give you the ability and the power to do it. So, Alex, as you and I are out there doing what we're doing, and others are doing out there, everybody that works for you, everybody that works for me, everybody that works for everybody that's sick and tired of us being nothing more than pregnant women targets, children with gun targets, when that happened, they displayed their total contempt for humanity. And I'm talking about the targets. You broke the story. I picked it up after you broke it up, after you put it up, and then I broke it with, you know, after you did. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, this is not just to take away your rights. It's to ultimately take away your life. They have nothing but contempt. I'm talking about the Luciferians. And my prayer is for the law enforcement, for the people that get it, who understand it, for any Christians that still may be left in the BLM or whatever, Nevada State Patrol, Highway Patrol, police departments, to get it. Your children have no future if they win in Nevada. This is a big deal, Alex. And the fact that they would put in snipers, that tells me this is a tactical. It bounces off a Green Beret friend of mine. This is nothing more than a tactical. They've already picked, and I'll tell you what they're called. They're called kill boxes, okay? So the fact that they put snipers in, that's telling you that they already are pushing for an armed confrontation. And I think it's disgusting, and I'm praying against it. But I also absolutely, people, you have got to stand. I put up an article on my website with all the phone numbers. You have it too, Alex, the commissioners in that part, the sheriff, the BLM head and everything. Flood those phone calls. Do that if you can do nothing else. And you know,
absolutely. Guys, print that off for me. Get them to post the phone numbers and stuff up at InfoWars.com. Where do you have that posted on your site?
Under Susan Duclos's article on...
quote the Hispanic lady. We never got back to you that gave you the advice.
Well, I did. I'm sorry. I was quoting her, you know, and she was an amazing powerhouse. Her name was, again, Mary Juarez, but she said this. She said, remember, God never calls you to do anything that he won't provide his solution. You may think it's in your strength and power, but the victory... Abraham, obviously, he thought he would have to sacrifice his son. God said, no, you're not going to sacrifice your son. You're going to sacrifice this ram that I had in the bush. And that was to prove to Abraham. Abraham proved faithful, but God said it will be done. come now to the point of evil is no longer definable by a political movement or even a mindset. It now has literal entities that hate human life so much and with such contempt that they will do anything to destroy men, women, and children.
Well, kill, steal, and destroy is the devil's mission. And if it isn't a devil, what is it? Look at the fruits of the New World Order. It's death, disease, pain. It's disgusting. Going back to David Knight, David, what's coming next? I know you're going to have more live feeds today, more YouTube uploads, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. As this breaks, we saw the dramatic footage in the articles that Watson put up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that Drudge has been carrying the last 3 days. If it wasn't for Drudge, this story wouldn't even be a nationwide story right now that Dinosaur Media is having to report on. But Dinosaur Media still keeps going, well, this old man claims he's got grazing rights, but the feds, everybody knows they're God, you know, just playing on the public's ignorance about grazing rights. The public is so ignorant on this. You know, we need to see Rand Paul. We need to see Ted Cruz. We do see the Nevada senator going public, another senator making comments that this is wrong, that it's intimidation. But when you see the videos that are up on Infowars.com of those BLM guys in their paramilitary outfits and their whole attitude of just wanting to attack people, I mean, these people are idiots. They don't understand the globalists want to play us off against each other. They don't understand they want to start a civil war. They don't understand we're all just expendable in this fight. And that what more does this criminal government have to do? Fund Al-Qaeda, spy on us, put fluoride in the water, sign us on to over $1,000 trillion in fake derivatives. I mean, the government is run by criminals at the top. They want a bunch of goons that'll follow orders. These guys really think they're going to have a civil war and kick our butts, and what they're going to get is absolutely blown to pieces. And the globalists want that, to get rid of this entire group of brown shirts to bring in their UNSS. I mean, they are so stupid.
That's right, Alex. Mr. Bundy and the Bundy family has the resolve. They have the backbone. The question is, do the politicians have any backbones? Are the law enforcement officers going to stand behind their oath? Are the American people going to quietly go into slavery and do nothing? These people that are here understand the issue. The people that we met with out here at the protest area, they understand the issue. They're going to stand with resolve. And the question is, what are the rest of the people going to do? This is a test for everybody.
And describe where the town is, where the county is, for folks that want to drive there.
This is a little south of Mesquite, and if you go south of Mesquite on Interstate 15, and if you go, what is it, Josh? It's about, it's exit 212? 112. Exit 112. If you get off and you head toward Mesquite, once you get off of 112, there's a sign that says Mesquite or Vegas, I think, and if you head towards Mesquite, you'll see the First Amendment area that they marked off, and somebody put their own sign on it and said the First Amendment is not an area. So you'll see that. You'll know you're on the right track. And then if you just keep driving down that
imagine,
road.
Imagine, they're just announcing the county has no free speech.
Yeah.
Exactly. These people are just despicable.
Well, we've seen this happen at the political conventions. And, of course, our politicians had nothing to say about that, Democrat or Republican. This has been happening at the last several political conventions for both parties, where they take all protesters exercising their specifically protected First Amendment rights to petition their leaders and to speak out and peacefully assemble. They stick them way out in the middle of nowhere, and that's where these designated areas are. There is absolutely not a soul or even a desert tortoise.
Well, you're a slave. I mean, in America, you don't walk down the side of a state highway.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption.